Hello and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. In fact, this is the last episode of In Transition for this year and this decade. And we're going to finish it off with our annual tribute to the late, great Gordon Bennett. So you're going to hear nothing but snippets from the Bennett archives on today's show. We're going to start off with Henry Red Allen, and this is a great song entitled Swing Out.
And now we're going on to the great person I introduced sort of last week. That's Henry Red Allen. He's brought up in New York. He was New Orleans born and played in his father's jazz band in New Orleans. And in 1929 made these fine records with the Louis Russell Orchestra. Allen on trumpet, J.C. Higginbotham trombone, Albert Nicholas clarinet, Charlie Holmes on alto, Louis Russell on piano, Will Johnson guitar, George Pops Buster on bass, Paul Barberin. Recorded on drums. Recorded 16th of July, 1929, and it's called Swing Out. Was Red Allen playing Swing Out. And by the way, the tenor sax solo on Swing Out was by Teddy Hill.
That was music from Henry Red Allen and a tune called Swing Out. And before I go any further, I just want to mention that some of the Bennett archives that I'm playing on the show today, the quality varies because some of them were recorded on cassette tape. some of them were actually quite old. In fact, Gordon had his show at CHUO-FM from 1988 until 2004. And I really hope you enjoy the show today, because I was going to play a lot of traditional jazz, but I figured that if I played the Bennett Archives, you would get more of a background from Gordon. And Gordon knew a lot of the musicians that I'm featuring on the show today, including our next musician that we're featuring from Australia, Graeme Bell. And this is a song entitled Square Dance.
Speaking of music, we're going to Australia, courtesy of Bill Townsend of 2NBC Sydney. He's sending me copious amounts of material, including the very early material of Graeme Bell, the pioneer Australian jazz band. And that's what we're going to hear, a tune called Square Dance, nothing to do with square dancing. It was written by Abe Monsborough, the clarinetist and alto sax player, and by Graeme Bell. And if we have time, we'll play a second track, which is called Jazz Parade. So Roger Vell on cornet, Graeme Bell on piano, Abe Monsborough and the Graeme Bell Australian Jazz Band from 2NBC Sydney, Australia, play the Square Dance and Jazz Parade. A little excerpt from the Graham Bell Australian Jazz Band. The full personnel: Roger Bell, cornet; Derek Candley Bentley, trombone; Don Pixie Roberts, clarinet; Graham Bell, leader and on the piano; Bud Baker on banjo; Baron Silber Eisen on tuba; and Johnny Sangster on drums. I should mention that these came to me from Billy Townsend in Sydney, who also used to play with the Graham Bell Band on banjo. We're going now to a clarinetist by the name of Barney Biggard, well known, famous for his long stint with Duke Ellington. But before that, he was with King Oliver again. He was associated with Teo, and he was born in New Orleans in 1906. He died in Culver City in 1980. In an interview circa 1978, he was asked to name the recordings he liked the best that he had ever played. He said those he did in Paris with Claude Luther and second clarinet. Claude Luther, it'll be remembered, was a Bechet pupil. So here are the two wonderful clarinetists, Barney Biggard and Claude Luther, to play a thing called Double Gin Stomp, recorded probably in 1960. Claude Luther's clarinet is the first solo you'll hear, and Biggard's solo is after the drum solo. The drummer is Teddy Martin. The piano is an exciting man by the name of Eddie Bernard. So, Gin, Double Gin Stomp by Barney Biggard.
Thank you.
Don't you just love the sound of two clarinets like that together? Claude Lauteur with veteran New Orleans musician Claude Lauteur, Barney Bigard.
One thing I don't have to do on the show today is announce the songs that I've been playing, because Gordon is going to take care of that for us. We're going to continue now with the Bennett Archives, music from the Bennett Archives. And this is a musician, to me, sounds like a mobster. His name is Sharky Bonanno. This is his version of High Society.
Another gentleman who came up from New Orleans is Sharky Bonanno. Sharky Bonanno followed Wingy Minone into New York in 1936. His small band opened Nick's original basement. Well, they called him Basement Hideout. A long, narrow, irregular room salvaged from no one knew how many underground property lines. And this was Nick's, and which was a great center for jazz. A few blocks uptown on 7th Avenue, Benny Goodman's orchestra was playing at the Pennsylvania Hotel, and swing music had arrived, but Sharky Bonanno took no notice that. In the basement room on lower 7th Avenue, a sort of calm presided, reigned over by Sharky Bonanno. And the band were here, has Irving Pozzolo in clarinet, and Sharky Bonanno in cornet, of course, and Ben Pollock on drums. And lastly, I think there's also somebody else now. Who was it? Oh, Clyde Hart, who went in to be part of the piano work with Lionel Hampton's orchestra. So, famous names indeed. We're going to hear, first of all, we're going to hear Sharky Bonanno playing High Society, 1936. I'd just like to give you a little historical gem about High Society. In 1911, a studio orchestra of Columbia Records under Charles A. Prince, then musical director for the company, recorded a march entitled High Society, 1911. The instrumentation of Prince's band was that of a military band, and the composer of the tune was listed as Porter Steele. Musicians in New Orleans must have begun to play something like it or heard something like it,
because I began to play versions of it, none of which were like the Prince's Orchestra version. And to this day, no sheet music has been unearthed of this tune. And it suggests that to me that the version played by the dance musicians of New Orleans at this time that we're playing today was probably more accurate than anything else.
Proudly serving Ottawa Gatineau, this is CHUO 89.1 FM. Listen online, explore our archives, and learn more about us at chuo.fm.
Hey, I'm Tom Bruce, and you're invited to a one-hour musical journey of discovery and appreciation on Words and Music. Every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Repeated Saturday at 7 a.m. and on demand. Coming to you from CHUO 89.1 FM in Ottawa.
We're going now to the 1969 band, 9 years later. So we're going to have some Bourbon Street Parade. Mick Collins, Norm Allen on clarinet, David Griggs, of course, on trombone, Bucky Wellingford drums, Ben Peterson tuba, and on banjo on this particular occasion, Stu McLeod. And I think you'll like Jerry's very interesting clarinet solo on Bourbon Street Parade.
Thank you.
that band would had Norm Allen on clarinet, took a wonderful solo. Do you notice his little introduction to High Society, Mr. Pukku's clarinet section? What a clarinetist. Mick Collins took a terrific trumpet solo, and of course that wonderful trombone solo by David Griggs. My piano solo was, as usual, erased by banjo players. No, that was Stu McLeod. That was the recording. These were done live, but there's no pretense at quality as far as recording is concerned, but the music is all that counts.
That was music from the Capital City Jazz Band, a group that was quite popular here in Ottawa for many, many years, and it featured Gordon Bennett on piano. And we're going to hear now another snippet from the Bennett Archives, this time the music of Chris Barber. My name is Randy McElligott. You're listening to In Transition. And on today's show, we're featuring the Bennett Archives, an annual tribute to the memory of Gordon Bennett.
And ragtime takes on, of course, the instrumental flavor. And one of the nicest versions of Papa Celestine's Tuxedo Rag I have, other than Papa Celestine himself, is by Chris Barber's band. And we have Chris Barber on trombone. We have two trumpets, Pat Halcox and Ben Korn. You might remember Ben Korn is still playing with the Jeff Cole Magna Jazz Band in London. And Monty Sunshine is the clarinetist. Lonnie Donegan's on banjo. Jimmy Bray on bass. And that's not Colin Bray from Toronto, but I wonder if he's related. I'll ask him. And Ron Bowden is the drummer. Here's Papa Celestine playing... I'm sorry, here's Chris Barber playing Papa Celestine's Tuxedo Rag. Great version of Tuxedo Rag, recorded by Chris Barber and his jazz band, I think in 1957. I'm not sure the exact date, but however, not to worry. So that segues me to Tar Paper Stump, which Ringy Manone wrote in 1930. And of course, it was immediately, by evolution, became In the Mood. And was pirated from Ringy. And he also wrote another version of In the Mood, Tar Paper Stump, called Jumpy Nerves. Anyway, we're going to hear Tar Paper Stump by Tom Baker's Chicago 7 And this is somewhat of a reflection of how the Wingy Minogue band sounded in the 1930s. So let's go back to Tom Baker.
You're listening to In Transition. I'm Randy McElligott, and it's hard to believe that we're at the end of another decade, 2019 going into 2020, and that'll be coming up very soon, actually. And ahead of time, I just want to wish each and every one of you out there a very happy new year and all the best in the coming months. Here's some music from the Bennett Archives, and this time Gordon's going to be featuring music from a rather obscure musician by the name of Sidney Eridan.
And here's one who is a little obscure, and that's why I like these guys, because they were written up and they were considered to be geniuses, and yet there's only four records in existence. Well, sorry, I'll correct that. There are very few records in existence. His name, Sidney Eridan, A-R-O-D-I-N. Born at New Orleans, of course, 1901, and who died in 1948. He was in many small groups in New Orleans and in Chicago. He was co-composer, by the way, of the great pop tune Lazy River. Eridan was co-composer. And he is one of the best examples, I think, and possesses in this recording with New Orleans cornetist, who is also a legend in his time, Lee Collins. Lee Collins landed up in Chicago and became seriously ill, and the Capital City Jazz Band and the Ottawa Traditional Jazz Society at that time sent a very sizable check to his family. He couldn't pay the hospital bills, he was dying. And the usual stories that you hear, you know. So anyway, we have an indirect link with Nick Collins, but our subject is the clarinet player, Sidney Eridan. Joe Robichaud, by the way, is on piano, and he was in right with the New Orleans bands of George Lois right up to the time he died, Robichaud.
The band is actually the Jones Collins Astoria 8. They made 4 records in the whole repertoire. It was recorded by RCA Victor in 1929, and the tune is Tip Easy Blues. The alto solo is by this guy Jones, who was obviously the band manager and got them a job. You hear a beautiful solo by Lee Collins and Cornett, and some fine clarinet by Sidney Arredin. Apologise for the. This was a rare record, and I must apologise for the condition. I got it a long, long time ago. That was Tip Easy Blues, featuring Mr. Arredin on clarinet, and Lee Collins on the trumpet. Joe Berubishaw took the piano solo, and it's quite a historic record. They made 3 others at the time, and those, as far as I know, are the only ones that are issued.
The request coming up next, and it's for my dear friend, and that's Ben. He wanted to hear a Beshe that he may not have heard. I don't think you've heard this one. It's called Southern Sunset. Thank you. Sydney Bechet is going to continue with Way Down Upon the Swanee River. This is accompanied by two bands, the Claude Luteur Band from Paris. These were recorded in Paris. And the André Rialti Jazz Band. So Sydney Bechet will be coming up with Old Man River. Bechet at the Olympia Theatre in Paris with an audience of about 7,000 people. Wonderful stuff.
Wonderful stuff indeed, the music of Sidney Bechet. Anything by Sidney Bechet is gold, at least in my eyes and my ears. And we're going to continue with another Bennett snippet. I managed to dig this one up. This is a really good one. This is Pete Johnson and Albert Ammons, two boogie-woogie pianists from the early 1900s, and we're going to listen to some music from them, and then we're going to follow it up with some music from Ubi Blake.
Now we have a little bit of a quartet session, which involved, of all people, Harry James on trumpet. So we have some terrific boogie-woogie. Pete Johnson starts out with a tune called Boo Hoo, And they follow that with Albert Emmons with a tune called Woo Woo. All Sides Have. Harry James on trumpet. Thank you. have Pete Johnson and then Albert Ammons. Boo Hoo and Woo Woo. A little session put together by the OK Record Company, and I don't know why, because that's all. They must have just meant as fillers, I think. But they turn out two little jazz classics there, especially with Harry James on trumpet.
Hey, I'm Tom Bruce, and you're invited to a one-hour musical journey of discovery and appreciation on Words and Music, every Wednesday at 6 p.m., repeated Saturday at 7 a.m., and on demand. Coming to you from CHUO 89.1 FM in Ottawa.
We start with Ubi Blake. This is Ubi Blake. Was born in 1883 and died in 1983. He made his 100 years by five days, actually. He introduces this number himself. It's called Charleston Rag.
Composers. I always say I wrote. I could not write music then. I didn't start to write music until I was 15 years old. And I'll play the Charleston Rag. Now, the bass you hear, these people call it boogie. We called it the walking bass. See? Now I'll play the Charleston Rag.
Ubi Blake was one of the early purveyors of early jazz. He was from the late 1800s going into the 1900s, and Gordon featured him on that last track that we heard. I'm Randy McElligott. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM 89.1. One of Gordon's favorite musicians that he featured on his shows over the years was Len Bernard and Len's brother Bob Bernard. So we're going to listen to another snippet from the Bennett Archives.
Another tune from 1932 is called Love, You Funny Thing. And I had quite a search for this. And they landed up in Australia for it. And we've got the Len Bernard and Bob Bernard brothers, with Neville Stribling on clarinet, Graham Coyle on piano, favorite of listeners to this program. This is some material sent to me from 2NBC Sydney by Bill Townsend many years ago, or so it seems. Love You Funny Thing was written by Fred Alhert and Roy Turk in 1932. So let's hear Bob Bernard and Len Bernard band playing Love, You Funny Thing. Bernard on trumpet, Len Bernard on drums, Aid Monsborough on tenor, Abe of course plays alto, tuba, trumpet, clarinet, soprano, but this time he was on tenor. And Graham Coyle, he of the Naked Dance, was on piano. The tune, Love You Funny Thing. We're going to the Cotton Club, and just a few words about the Cotton Club. This was probably the most famous of the New York clubs. and it was at 644 Lenox Avenue on the northeast corner of 142nd Street in the Harlem District of Manhattan. It originally was a dance hall and part of the Douglas Casino and Theatre complex. It was rented by the heavyweight champion Jack Johnson, who turned it into an intimate supper club, which he called the Club Deluxe. Little success, then it was taken over by a syndicate of bootleggers, headed by the notorious Oney Madden, M-A-D-D-E-N, as an outlet for their illicit wares, and the name was changed promptly to the Cotton Club. In spite of its name and situation, Cotton Club catered mostly to non-coloured population, and that's what attracted the mob, because the big money was coming in here, really big money. And under the original management of Walter Brook, the entertainment was mainly imported from Chicago at first, and they were basically fast-moving revues based on the Ziegfeld style. The Cotton Club moved later on, but the big shows were the festivals and the revues, and they featured all kinds of artists from all over the world. So we're going to the Cotton Club. Duke Ellington became resident in the Cotton Club about 1927 and stayed there till 30, maybe 31, and hundreds of bands played opposite. There was one big band, and there were always supplementary bands, and it was a great honour even to play in the Cotton Club. So here is the Duke Ellington Cotton Club Band, which I'm not going to give you the full personnel. I think a lot of people know it anyway. But it has Cootie Williams and Artie Wetzels on trumpet, Tricky Sam Danton trombone, Barney Begard is on clarinet. We have Johnny Hodges on alto and soprano, Harry Carney on baritone, Mr. Ellington himself at the keyboard, Fred Guise on banjo, Wilman Broad on bass, and Sonny Greer on drums. And for all the numbers we're playing today, that basically is the lineup. So we're going to start with a good one that I first broadcast in the air in May 1988, which is called Cotton Club Stomp. Thank you. fitting beginning to the Cotton Club. That was Cotton Club Stomp, Duke Ellington.
That was music from the great Duke Ellington from the Bennett Archives. And just before that, Len and Bob Bernard. We're going to continue with a Canadian group that Gordon featured often over the years when he did his show at the Jazz Band Ball. They're known as the Grand Dominion Jazz Band.
Now we're going back to the Grand Dominion Jazz Band and Louis Armstrong's famous composition. I think it was Louis Armstrong anyway. Perdido Street Blues. The Grand Dominion Jazz Band. The personal time this was made, which was 1988, was Mike Cox on banjo. And I like the way he played the banjo. It was very subtle. Bob Jackson on trumpet. Jim Armstrong on trombone. Jerry Green, great clarinetist. Bob Pelland on piano. Mike Duffy on string bass. And Stephen Joseph on drums. Recorded at the Pinewood Studios, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Very good, too. Very nice. Everything they did, I like. Let's listen to Brian Green, which the band at this time had Alex Snook on trumpet, Alex Revelle on clarinet, Gordon Blandy on trombone, Ray Smith on piano, George Walker on bass, and Don Smith on drums. And we're going to hear the classic tune, Willie the Weeper. Thank you. Brian Greene's New Orleans Jazz Band in London, England, recorded Nobody Knows When, the tune, Willie the Weeper.
I have to tell you something before we go on. Gordon Bennett used to record his shows to cassette tape, and after he died, and I managed to get a hold of most of them, they were stored in cigarette cartons. Gordon was a heavy smoker, and he used to take his cassettes and put them in cigarette boxes, like Matinee or whatever he was smoking at the time, Players or whatever, and he'd write the notes on the box itself. So it was quite something. So the quality of some of these shows are good, and some of them are really, really bad. Like the last one that we just heard, Brian Greene, I tried to clean it up as much as I could, but the original recording itself was pretty bad. You're listening to a special edition of In Transition as we feature the music of Gordon Bennett when he was recording his show at the Jazz Band Ball at the station between 1988 and 2004. My name is Randy McElligott, and we're going to continue with another snippet featuring Benny Goodman.
Okay, we'll continue now with Benny Goodman Band on Texas Tea Party.
Listener supported since 1991. This is CHUO 89.1 FM, independent radio for Ottawa Gatineau.
If you love new music and everything that comes with enjoying new music, you should listen to The Album Drop here on CHUO 89.1 FM. Phil Shirakawa plays the best new releases, interviews some of the coolest musicians around, and offers a perspective on new music like no one else. Get up to date on new music with The Album Drop. Listen live Tuesday afternoons at 3, replay Thursday nights at 2 a.m., and on demand anytime at chuo.fm.
And here is Bud Freeman's All-Stars. They're back again with a different personnel, while Bill Davidson Davison on cornet, Peanuts Hooker clarinet, Joel Sullivan on piano, Carmen Mester on guitar, Sid Weiss on bass, and Randy's other favourite drummer, George Wetling. And they're going to play a little tune that Bud Freeman loves and always plays at every opportunity, You Took Advantage of Me. Stuff from Bud Freeman's orchestra. Little tune called You Took Advantage of Me, and now we're going.
One of the great sax players from, I guess you could say, the 1930s right up until his death, that was Bud Freeman. Very smooth sound and very pleasing. That was a track called You Took Advantage of Me. And like Gordon said, it was one of the most requested songs that Bud Freeman always played when he was out performing. And, you know, he wasn't a very tall man, but his sound, the sound that came out of his sax was just so beautiful. Reminded me a bit of Johnny, I was thinking of Johnny Griffin. And his sax was bigger than he was. Well, it was the same thing with Bud Freeman. We're going to listen now to some music from a gentleman known as Smacker Fitzgibbon.
There's a character in Australia I have mentioned vaguely on the air by the name of Smacker Fitzgibbon, and he learned to play the music and piano originally from his mother, Minnie, who must be in the late 80s now. Smacker is an itinerant musician. He travels all over the place. He formed a very successful jazz band called the Steamboat Stompers, which I thought was a great name, which was a great success. He didn't like success, so he took off for the outback and disappeared for a long time. Anywhere there was water or a tavern, he played. They called him, they still do, they call him the Singing Barman.
How long has he been playing for?
Been playing for years and years and years.
Wow.
And so Bill Townsend to NBC, Sydney, Australia, satisfied my curiosity by sending me his party album. And it's called Frisco Jazz Joe's Housewarming Party with Smacker, the Singing Barman. He's got a nice jazz band accompanying him, on trumpet Roy Hoskins, on trombone Keith McDonald, on tuba Don Locke, on clarinet George Willow, and Freddie Thomas is on piano with Jim B on drums. The tune is one I've always liked. It's called My Little Bimbo Down on the Bamboo Isle. So presenting for the first time in Canada, Smacker Fitzgibbon.
Captain Jack McCoy was a lonely sailor boy. His ship got wrecked a while on a Fiji Ouija Isle. He led a savage life and hunted with a knife. When he got home from being away, here's what he told his wife. He told her, I've got a bimbo down on a bamboo isle. She's waiting there for me underneath the bamboo tree. She's got the other bimbos beat a mile. She dances daily, gaily. She'd make a hit with Bonham and Bailey. I'll build a bungalow on a bamboo isle. And when I get back there, I'll stay a long while. I've seen wrecks, plenty of wrecks, out on the deep blue sea. But by heck, there never was a wreck like the wreck she made of me. All she wore was a great big Zulu smile. My little bimbo down on a bamboo a mile. She dances daily, gaily. She'd look great with a ukulele. I'll build a bungalow on a bamboo isle. And when I get back there, I'm gonna stay a long while. I've seen dancers, plenty of dancers, wear a string of beads. Give that gal a good jazz band, you'll find that's all she needs. She'll show you her great big Zulu smile.
I think you have to have a tankard of ale in your hand to listen to Smacker Fitzgibbon. Very nice. And I remember sitting with Lee Smith in my basement, and we listened to one of the first records Lee Smith ever heard in jazz was The Trumpet's Prayer, which was King Oliver, and this version of Willie the Weeper by Doc Evans.
Thank you.
the same band playing Walking the Dog. That was Willie the Week. And before that, we had Albert Nicholas playing Old Miss. So, we got Walking the Dog and that.
That was music from Doc Evans from the Bennett Archives. You're listening to In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. And we're going to move right along now with one of the greatest songs, I think, ever recorded in jazz.
Meanwhile, Louis Armstrong was not being quiet in Chicago and far from it. In 1928, with Earl Hines on piano, Louis Armstrong made one of the greatest jazz records of all time. I'm referring to Louis Armstrong's recording of Joe Oliver's composition, The West End Blues. Let's hear that.
What,
That was Louis Armstrong's West End Blues. I first heard that in 1933, and it still sounds as exciting and as beautiful as it did 57 or more years ago. Wow. Now we're going to go to Art Hoodies, who's always had a great love for the train. And he wrote a piece of music which Randy and I just adore. It's called The Train Is Leaving on Track 10, and on drums and whistle, we have none other than Freddie Moore, who used to play with King Oliver's Jazz Band. So with Chuck Parham on bass, Art Hoodies at the keyboard, Freddie Moore on drums and washboard, let's listen to The Train's Leaving on Track 10. The train that left on track 10, Art Hoodies and his music.
Over the years when Gordon was doing his show, one of my favorite songs that I used to love hearing him play was Train Leaving on Track 10 from pianist Art Hoodies, and we just heard a version of that. The last track that we heard, thoroughly enjoyed it, and before that, Louis Armstrong with the West End Blues. For some reason, that version doesn't sound like the version that I'm used to hearing, so I don't know if Gordon was playing an alternate take or what, but I'll have to check that out for sure. Now, the next person coming up is someone that Stephanie Robinson plays on her show quite a bit. This is from the Bennett Archives and the one and only Max Kaminski.
So here we have Max Kaminski. Max Kaminski on trumpet, Brad Gowans on viol trombone, Peter Russell again, Clyde Newcomb on bass, Dave Tough on drums, and none other than Joe Sullivan again on piano. Nobody's Sweetheart Now.
Thank you.
Here's Wingy Minone with a nice band called... The tune's called It's No Fun. It was made back in 1936 with Joe Masala on clarinet, Eddie Miller from the Bob Crosby Band on tenor sax, Mappy Lamar from the Bob Crosby Band on guitar, Ray Badock on drums from the Bob Crosby Band, and George Brune is on trombone. I think Danny Elbin was the drummer. The tune's called It's No Fun.
Well, it looks like we have time for just one more track. So here's Kid Martin, taken from the Bennett Archives, featuring Gordon Bennett.
We go to England to hear the Kid Martin New Orleans Ragtime Band playing a very attractive tune, which is called The Purple Rose of Cairo. Thank you.
Martin New Orleans Ragtime Band. I particularly like that track because of the tune, which is the Purple Rose of Cairo.
Well, that wraps it up for another edition of In Transition and another decade of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott, and on the other side, we have 2020, and that's coming up next week. And I'll be kicking off the week with a very special local group called the Hellraisers, so stay tuned for that. And don't forget, there'll be more jazz next week on In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. Have a great week. Bye for now.